From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro claiming victory in Sunday's election for a new constituent assembly on Monday marked targeted U.S. financial sanctions directed at him.
No me intimidan.
Mr. Maduro telling supporters he won't be intimidated by threats and sanctions from the imperialists, a reference to the U.S. The government said more than 8 million people turned out for Sunday's election. The opposition said less than 3 million cast ballots aimed at rewriting the Constitution, giving Mr. Maduro sweeping powers. Mr. Maduro's defiant Attorney General, Luisa Ortega Diaz, proclaimed the new assembly not legitimate. White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster agreed.
You see the end of the Constitution of Venezuela. And this is happening, obviously, at an accelerated pace in recent months in the Maduro regime. But this is a process that has taken really two regimes to really restrict Venezuelan democracy. By designating Maduro himself, he joins a very exclusive club, including Mr. Mugabe, Bashar al-Assad, and Kim Jong-un, in terms of the brutal repression of his people, and in this case, the abrogation of the Constitution with the Constituent Assembly.
Mr. McMaster said Mr. Maduro is not just a bad leader, he is a dictator. A senior Kenyan election official was found dead Monday, 3 days after disappearing and just a week before national elections. Kenyan officials said Chris Misando had been tortured before he died. Electoral Commission Chairman Wafula Chebukati called for heightened security.
In our mind as a commission, the only issue is who killed him and why. And that's a question that must be answered. I demand from the government that they provide security for all employees of IBC for us to give Kenyans a free and fair election.